Okay, these are ongoing recordings with Dr. Chetna. So she's going to talk about this inner pharmacy approach. So here we go.
Okay, so inner pharmacy is essentially, we are our own healers. So that's where it comes from. What I mean by we are our own healers, when you go into depth about the ability of our body and our being to heal ourselves, it's amazing, it's phenomenal, it's literally mind-blowing. So there is this, it comes from different kinds of breath work. One of them, which I recently came across, and it's really amazing, the science behind it, is called, it's rhythmic breathing. It's of course, it was started long time ago, 5,000 years ago, you know, by saints and sages in India. But they didn't know what hypoxia meant. That came about later when we really knew what was happening in the body. So it's the breath work is essentially a form of rhythmic breathing, inhale and exhale, and for a period of time. And then after exhalation, you hold your breath for a period of time, and you can measure your oxygen level dropping, and you're supposed to do that for a few minutes at the end of exhale. And then you are, we do inhale, a big inhalation, but the inhalation comes more with contracting your perineal muscles. That means the muscles which control your bladder and your, you know, sex organs and everything. And once you squeeze it, it actually gets the spinal fluid, which is the cerebrospinal fluid, down from the base of the spine all the way to the head. So it kind of balances your cranial and sacral connection. So once it does that, and then the hypoxia also with it, triggers something called an enzyme in the body, which is called nitric synthase. And that leads to production of nitric oxide. And so what does nitric oxide do? Why is it so important for us? That's the basic substrate or the ingredient for keeping our circulation going. And it's immensely helpful for people who have coronary artery disease. That means if they have blocks in their arteries to the heart. And it's actually been used even for people who have impotence, people who have, sexual dysfunction, because, you know, the medications like, you know, the Viagra and everything, it's temporary. They're exactly what it does. It triggers the nitric synthase in the body to produce the nitric oxide. And that's why we don't want people who are already on the medication, which dilates these vessels, taking this, you know, this medication. So the beauty of this breath work is that it does it all over the body. So essentially that's stimulating the body to increase its circulation. So all these problems are solved and reversal of these diseases. And the other thing also it does is it stimulates a growth factor called vascular endothelial growth factor, so VGEF. And that's immensely helpful, again, for a lot of these blood circulation issues. And not just blood circulation issues, it's for, we know circulation is important for every disease, essentially. So that's where it's so useful, and there is more, you know, we have to discover and what it does to us. And as we do more of these breathing techniques, you can reverse inflammation, you can reverse a lot of illnesses in your body. Even for people with diabetes, the main problem is circulation eventually. And that is something which it helps with, improve it. So why not? And there's a third thing which I know, and I'm still doing more work on it or more research on it, and that is about stem cells. And the stem cells, they talk about, you know, if you look at, for example, you know, why do we nowadays take cord blood, off of babies for that particular and bank them? And they say, okay, if that person is ill at some point, or the baby becomes an adult, or at any point of time, if he or she develops a disease, stem cells are supposed to be really helpful because they start the whole process again to improve a person's or reverse treat a person for their illness. So why do we do that? So if you go back to the baby in the womb, the baby in the womb is actually not full of oxygen. Mm. There's only partial oxygen for the baby. So the baby lives in a kind of like a hypoxic state. And that's why you get all the stem cells secreted in the cord blood. Mm. So what happens when the baby is born? The baby comes to birth, and if the first inhalation the baby takes, it's full of oxygen. So then what the stem cells do is they go hide in different places because they don't need to be secreted anymore because they are not secreted at that, you know, oxygen level. So they go and hide places, wherever, and in the bones or in bone marrow or wherever. And so it's not available for us when we have a disease or we have a chronic illness or anything like that. So this is a perfect way of stimulating the stem cells. And amazing that you don't need to bank them or you don't mm-hmm. need to inject them in specific places because yeah. that's what they're doing now. They're doing stem cells for knee problems. They're doing it for arthritis, you know, things mm-hmm. like that. So you're injecting the stem cells at that area, but why not have the stem cells circulate all over the body so it fixes sure. pretty much, not fixes, it helps with all the illnesses. So
that's another area of further research and development.
Exactly. Yeah. And yes, the problem with this is I don't know how much research is there. There's yeah. preliminary researches, and this is what I'm looking into. There is this doctor in India who's actually phenomenal. He's from this place called Haridwar in India. His name is, I think, Dr. Prakash Malshe. And he has a set of his YouTube, and I want to read his books, actually, yeah. which is amazingly talking about how yoga and science are together. Mm-hmm. And he talks about yoga as not exercise.
Right.
That's the beauty of it. It's just a part of living and what it does to your body.
Yeah, because the word yoga comes from the word yoga, which means connection, right. your union.
Yes. So that's why it's so important for us to realize when we do breath, mind, more.
Yeah.
And the body. Mm-hmm. So we are our own healers. You really don't need anything from outside mm-hmm. to tell you what it is. And that's why we call it as an inner pharmacy.
So I have a question here. The inner pharmacy concept, the breath technique that you're talking about, could you elaborate further on the actual technique
Absolutely.
And the practice that yes. you're talking about mm-hmm. here?
So I went through this from this gentleman who is actually doing a whole workshop and 21-day online workshops and even retreats and everything all over. His name is Neeraj Naik. He originally lives in London. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, he started because he was a pharmacist. And he had his whole life, you know, he talks about it where he, you know, had this dark phase and everything, and you know, he even had his own set of, you know, medical issues and yes. health issues, and how he overcame this because he went on this journey of, you know, to India, learned from, you know, yogis, yogacharyas, and everybody, and he came across, and that is his whole workshop about how you have phases of doing this. So it's rhythmic breathing, literally inhaling like to the beat of four. He's created music even for that. Mm-hmm. And then exhaling for the beat of four. Mm-hmm. And
like a count of four?
Yes,
or like a
okay. count of four. So okay. it's like boom, 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 boom. It's like so, one, two, three,
so let's
four.
Just do it right now.
Yeah, so inhale. So why don't you inhale, and I'll tell okay. you the beat.
So I should inhale through my nostrils, correct?
Always inhale through your nostrils.
And then wait
start
for...
Start with your belly.
Okay.
And then you fill up your lungs.
Okay, let's do it right
and
now.
And then go up. And then... full exhale. So you're doing, firstly, yeah. you're doing it to the count of two and then four. So longer exhale, but shorter inhale.